This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1297. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. First and foremost, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded December 14th, bad news from South America, specials from Europe, clandestines to Africa, Iran, North Korea, more on Taiwan's weather station, maritime broadcasts from Russia, inside Pacific stations, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea, Australia, and the propagation outlook. A reminder that our first broadcast each week on WWCR, Thursdays at 21:30 UT, during December, January, and February is on 7465 instead of 15825 during the summer months. And instead of a 9 megahertz frequency we were on last winter. This should improve reception in much of North America. We've noticed its absence for some time, but Horacio Negro in Uruguay says Radio Nacional del Paraguay is inactive on 9737. He'd been monitoring for it for a week as of December 13th, and says Harald Kuhl in Germany also noted it missing as early as November 25th. Via BCDX, Gabriel Ivan Barrera in Argentina, who does a DX program on Argentina's international service, says the director of RAI told me the station is now with serious problems with a General Electric transmitter on 11710. Also lots of problems with the antennas. This poor situation also demonstrates the decadence of the diverse state-owned media in Argentina. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina reports to the Conexión Digital list that his good friend in Peru, Alfredo Spacemaster Cañote, said he was receiving Radio Vilcamayo as of December 5th, around 1259 UT on 10,353 kilohertz. You may recall this was last reported about 3 years ago when it was said to be testing with only 20 watts. It's in Cusco, apparently a pirate, Willkamayu. Alfredo is also hearing a new shortwave frequency from Ancash, Peru, 4060 variable, which he thinks is Radio Corazón de Huandoy, H-U-A-N-D-O-Y. In the QSL report of the NASWA Journal, Marlon Field in Michigan, who specializes in missionary stations, says he got a full data card from HCJB and a personal note stating that Jorge Zambrano of the Música del Ecuador program has inoperable cancer. His excellent program, you may recall, used to have an English version, but it's still a five-day-a-week Spanish show, I guess on their FM network, and it's 1 hour long. Furthermore, it's one of the few HCJB programs available as an audio archive going back 2 weeks. You may find it via www.vosandes.org. We'll include the exact link in the summary for this World of Radio. It's difficult to find a shortwave program schedule on the HCJB Spanish website, but here are a couple of times you might try when it has been previously scheduled. UT Thursday at 0230 on 9745, or Sunday at 2130 on 12,000. We're still waiting for XEYU Radio UNAM in Mexico City to reactivate on 9600. This update as of December 1st via Julian Santiago on the Conexión Digital list. He says, I just had a conversation on the phone with engineer Mejia, who's in charge of it, and he said the installation of the shortwave antenna was 50% complete. However, there was a 10-day project to remodel the building where the transmitter would be installed, and that was delaying the other part of the project. Meanwhile, I had another look at the B05 online frequency schedules to see how much interference they would be facing on 9600 kilohertz. I thought Cuba would be quite a problem, but actually, that appears for only 2 hours a day on one of the lists, midnight to 02 UT, according to Ike Biervert. All the other transmissions on 9600 during the 24 hours are from or to the Eastern Hemisphere, many of them involving China, but let's hope there will not be too great an interference problem over here in the Western Hemisphere. From his new radio and media newsletter in Italy, Luca Bottofiora tells us about a new internet station, a radio reading service apparently from the UK. It's www.blueiris.info, BLUEIRIS. Well, I shouldn't say radio, since it's apparently only on the internet. The service runs 4 hours per day, originates with a Society for the Blind in Blackpool, and at the moment they were especially interested in reading the Da Vinci Code. This came from the November issue of International Accessibility News. Tony Curry of Radio 6 International in Scotland gives us their holiday special schedule. 9290 is via Latvia, the other frequencies, IRRS in Italy or somewhere. Saturday the 24th, 07 to 08, Saturday Sounds on 9290, and 0930 to 1030, Festive Fun, a studio party with all the presenters on 13840. Sunday, December 25th, 08 to 09, Festive Fun on 13840, and at 12 to 15, Festive Fun plus Record of the Year 2005 on 9290. Then Thursday, December 29th at 20 to 21 UT, Festive Fun on 5775. Via Martin Schuch in Germany, news about another transmission via Latvia. In German, something called Radio Caroline Eiffel, EIFEL, on 9290, Sunday, December 18th at 10 to 11 UT, with music from the 50s and 60s. From Anorak Nation, Paul Francis, via the World DX Club contact, says Radio 390 will be using 1386 on Christmas Eve. Bernd Trout in Lithuania explains that it's a UK-based net radio, www.radio390.org. The special broadcast on 1386 kilohertz will be starting December 24th at 2200 UT for 4 hours. The relay provided by Radio Baltic Waves International, 50 kilowatts, near Klaipeda. Also, Mike Barraclough refers us to an obituary in the Times about Ted Albury, who died December 4th at the age of 88. His company was involved in promoting the pirate radio station King Radio from the Thames Estuary, and that became the original Radio 390, until it was closed down, like all the other pirates, August 15th, 1967. Not sure if there's any connection between that 390 and the one coming up. I asked DX Listening Digest monitors to check out the weekly broadcast of Special Radio in Russian, Thursday at 19 to 20 UT via Uzbekistan on 5850. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says it was a strong signal there. He describes it as chaotic, crying pop music. Strangely enough, a transworld radio interval signal was heard before the transmitter was shut off, apparently by mistake. Jari Savolainen in Finland also said a strong carrier, but audio not too well modulated, and the music was not to his taste either. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain describes it as pop, rock, and heavy metal. The external service from Georgia may be suspended, as we told you last week, but it's still possible to hear a shortwave transmitter from that country. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says on December 12th, I noted Sochum around 06 to 07 UT, 9494.76 in Russian. A thin signal and adjacent interference. It's scheduled from 02 to 0815 UT. You might also hear it on 9534.75 with Abkhaz Radio and TV. BBC Monitoring has followed up our reports last week of Radio Tirana missing. They checked between December 7th and 10th and did not hear any of its listed shortwave frequencies, nor medium wave, the ones which had been carrying the external service, not heard December 9th or 10th. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain did not hear anything on 1215 or 1395 kilohertz, but did hear the China Radio International relay in Italian on 1458 at 1832. Besides the electrical shortage, here's something else which may be involved. The ATA News Agency, December 13th via BBC Monitoring, says the Parliamentary Education and Information Commission has discussed the budget envisaged for Albanian public radio and TV. Its director general explained that the budget for 2006 is not adequate The reduction seriously affects the public function and would bring about a grave stopping of the renovation of technology of APRT. The 2005 budget was about $5 million U.S., while 2006 is about 47% less. Observer Bulgaria has published an updated schedule of transmissions via DTK or T-Systems in Germany, some of them only once a week and thus easily overlooked. So here's a reminder about one of them of particular interest. Voices from the diaspora of the Save the Gambia development project. It is still scheduled Saturdays only for half an hour at 2000 UT on 9405, 100 kilowatts, 210 degrees via Jülich, Germany, in Wolof and in English. And in fact, this was heard by our monitor, Jose Miguel Romero, in Spain, December 10th at 2006. He says they were in English, but with an African accent, with political commentary and references to democracy. A very good signal. Contrary to the program grids on their own website, monitoring of West Africa Democracy Radio, originating in Senegal, shows that they are broadcasting 1 hour of English, 1 hour of French at 07 to 9 on 12,000, and again an hour of English followed by an hour of French at 09 to 11 on 17860. Zacharias Liangas in Greece heard them going from English to French at 0800. Another once-a-week clandestine broadcast, which is in English, is Radio Free Southern Cameroons. It's Sundays at 18 to 19 UT on 12130, presumably via Krasnodar, Russia. BBC Monitoring made a minute-by-minute summary of one of their broadcasts on November 27th. You can read all about it in DX Listening Digest 5212 at worldofradio.com. The program is highly critical of President Paul Biya's government, condemns the reunification of Francophone and Anglophone Cameroon, and promotes the independence of Southern Cameroons, which it sees as being occupied by the Francophone Republic of Cameroon. There's also archived audio at the website, www.fdrsoutherncameroons.info, which BBCM says is registered to one Martin Ayim in Ruston, Louisiana, not California. Hearing Somalia on shortwave continues to be quite a challenge, especially in North America. But in New South Wales, Charles Jones reports that he was pulling in one station there at a de-expedition at Baraga Bay, Radio Shabele Mogadishu on 6960, a fair level, at 2013 UT, as well as earlier as 1902 back on November 13th. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Carl Resenis in Michigan reports Djibouti on 4780 at 0301 UT with an SIO of 232. However, it's a bit better further south. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica tells DX Listening Digest, it's remarkable the great signal and Horn of Africa music we've been enjoying on 4780 every day, starting at 0300 and improving by the hour till fading around 0500 UT. No other signal from Africa is making it in so well at this hour, especially from East Africa. He gave it a SINPO reading of 35343. More about Voice of Ethiopian People we mentioned last week. Dave Koenig says they have a website, www.voep.net, including archived audio, and the latest one launches automatically, so beware if you're listening to something else. Part of what they say in English, VOAP will amount to 120 hours a week, that is 7380, on Tuesdays and Saturdays at 17 UT. They add, the voice of Ethiopian people must be heard and respected. The program covers a broad range of discussion, including news, analysis, history, and current affairs. In Amharic, of course, we still don't know the transmitter's site. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain could not hear any signal at all, and in Egypt, Tarek Zaidan says, it was weak, but I could hear Amharic and Horn of Africa music, a lot of noise. Another schedule from the observers in Bulgaria, Voice of Democratic Eritrea, at 15 to 16 UT on Saturdays on 12015 via Germany, and on Thursdays at 17 to 18, also via Germany on 9820, the first half of each in Tigrinya, the second half in Arabic. Standard disclaimer, via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz, this is World of Radio, number 1297. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Gerald T. Pollard. By the way, I see in the Radio Free Asia schedule that 7415 is in use for Tibetan via Tajikistan at 2300 UT. So to World of Radio listeners to WBCQ Wednesdays at that hour, experience any interference. I haven't noticed any. It is, after all, on the other side of the world, but there may be in other parts of North America and the world. And, of course, that broadcast would also be jammed by China. Koji Hashimoto in Japan, and Japan Premium, reports on a couple of Iranian clandestines, probably the same transmitter, almost the same frequencies. Voice of Iranian Revolution, 4375.06 variable, opening at 1425 UT in Kurdish, heard until 1456, and parallel to 3880.06 variable. He says it jumps by 5 kilohertz steps to escape jamming. Then, a couple of hours later, on almost the same frequencies, Voice of the Communist Party of Iran. These were heard December 6th, opening at 1627 in Farsi, 4375.7 variable, and parallel 3880.06 variable. Again, stepping up 5 kilohertz to escape jamming. Via Mike Cooper from Reuters, via the Moscow Times, December 14th, Uzbekistan's foreign ministry has told U.S.-funded Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty it would no longer accredit journalists or its bureau in Tashkent, effectively outlawing its reporters. It accused the broadcaster of breaking rules by using freelance Uzbek journalists who had no accreditation. In October, the BBC World Service closed its office in Tashkent, saying the authorities were intimidating them. Meanwhile, Dave Koenig of intervalsignalsonline.com says Uzbek State Radio has started webcasting, including Radio Tashkent International, www.teleradio.uz. You can also hear their domestic networks. The English half hours from Radio Tashkent are at 01, 12, 1330, 2030, and 2130. In DX India, Joe Jacobs says, from 0800 UT, December 9th, All India Radio Chennai is free of interference from Sri Lanka. They'd both been on 7275, but Sri Lanka has gone back to 7300. However, I wouldn't count on this situation continuing, as SLBC is known for jumping around unpredictably. Joe's adds that the English service of SLBC signs off at 0400 UT Monday through Saturday, but on Sundays, it's sometimes on until 4:30 or 0500. They have Christian programming on Sundays after 04 on 6005, 9770, and 15745. Nice to hear again from Zeke Russell in Williams, Arizona. He says, I'm still hearing Lao National Radio on 7145 in English from 1330 to 1400. It's weak, but it is there, sandwiched between two simultaneous Chinese frequencies. In Turku, Finland, Joku Hoskonen has been enjoying on cold winter afternoons, such as December 9th, Vietnamese regionals, such as Dien Bien on 6317.1 at 1245 UT. Son La was quite readable on 4739.7, heard until sign-off at 1400. More on the Taiwan Central Weather Bureau station we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. It's now being reported from Sweden by Bjorn Fransson. 5170, December 4th at 1400. As reported, shortwave bulletin. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan says he got his reception report in Chinese verified from Meteorological Phonetic Broadcasting, 5170 USB from Tainan. He sent them a prepared card and a letter in Chinese. They returned his return postage. The schedule is 24 hours on both frequencies, and listen to these powers, so they'll make quite a DX sketch elsewhere. 400 watts from Taipei on 8117 USB and 250 watts from Tainan on 5170. Their websites includes a message from the Director General in English, www.cwb.gov.tw/index.htm. We'll include the exact URL in the summary for World of Radio 1297. Radio station Pacific Ocean, or Tiki Okean in Vladivostok, operates at 0935 to 1000 UT, only on 5960. However, for a week in November, they were testing a second frequency, 7330, and they're doing it again in December until the 15th. Ron Howard in California heard that December 10th, and it was better on 5960, but he heard both. In OpenDX via RustyX, Nazarov Roman says the 7330 tests are for the northern areas of the Sea of Okhotsk. Edward Kosolik in Alberta reports hearing the fisherman's program Kamchatska Rybatskaya on 11975, December 11th, opening at midnight UT. He monitored the first half hour. It's on for 60 minutes. He says it signed on with a drum roll and a clear IDs. Opening information, a musical jingle, a commentary about a fisherman's wife, about life on the Kamchatka Peninsula, and then some modern Russian pop music, as well as traditional Russian folk ballads from the countryside, an unbelievable signal, 5x5 copy, 10 over 9. Edward Kusilik in Alberta also monitored the new clandestine Free North Korea Radio on 5880, believed to be via Irkutsk, Russia, December 9th from 1532 until closing at 1600. The signal improved toward the end. Volodya Salmaniev in Victoria, B.C. also heard it December 11th with an open carrier as early as 1450. Dave Koenig in the U.K. says the official name for the program at 15 to 16 on 5880 seems to be Open Radio for North Korea, according to the daily NK online newspaper. That other North Korean clandestine started recently, Shiokaze or Seabreeze, is reported by Volodya Salmaniev, already going at 1425 UT on 5890. Yes, it's now at 14 to 15. And from Greece, Sakharis Liangas confirms their additional broadcast at 19 to 1930 UT, heard December 12th, reading some Japanese names. Also on 5890. Graham Bell in London, UK, says I got a non-data QSL from Radio Vanuatu by email after a five-year wait. Here's how he did it. Fellow DXer Vince Stevens from Cape Town was visiting Vanuatu in October. He took along a reception report and a tape for a transmission heard in Kent, England, Christmas Eve 2000 on 4960. The acting technical manager, Warren Robert, sent a reply via his personal email address since the station doesn't have email, and he said they're in the process of printing new cards and gave the schedule now as 3945 at 19 to 2130, and 0530 to 1130, 7260 at 2130 to 0530, while 4960 is out of service. Arnaldo Schlein in Argentina says Mount Oritola in Finland was hearing this around 1000 UT on 3944.76. Masato Ishii in Japan reports to DSWCIDX Window, I finally got a QSL card from Wantok Radio Light, 7120, Papua New Guinea, along with a letter giving some background. It's from Sarah Good, who with her husband are missionaries serving the HCJB World Missionary Fellowship, training nationals to operate the station on their own. The station is in a shipping container on the outskirts of Port Moresby. The transmitter, a Crown TB1000, solid state, 1 kilowatt. The antenna, supported by wooden poles, two dipoles with a ladder line between them, fed by coax. The feed point is slightly off-center to steer the beam toward the northwest and the center of Papua New Guinea, a near-vertical incident system. Via Australian DX News, HCJB Australia News says the objective of our site in Kununurra includes up to four 100,000-watt transmitters. Now they're getting another one thanks to HCJB in Ecuador. A 100-kilowatt transmitter is being shipped to them in November, and it should arrive early in 2006. It's valued at a mega-dollar Australian, but it'll have to be retrofitted for 240 volts, single-phase, 50 hertz power, and other things, costing another $100,000. From Edward Kusilik's QSL column in ODXA Listening In, this from A.J. Janicek of Radio Free Asia. We're still issuing all QSL cards for valid reception reports in the past, back to 2002. In 2006, we hope to release a QSL for the Winter Olympics, the Year of the Dog, the FIFA World Cup, and likely the 2006 Asian Games in Qatar. Despite the automated reception reporting system available on their website, it still takes a lot of work and time, and they're backlogged in properly filling out all the verifications. Matt Francis says the New York Times, December 11th, published a long piece based around the work of the U.S. military PSYOPs unit at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and refers to U.S.-funded radio operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Chris Greenway in the U.K. also refers us to it. It's easier to access online at the International Herald Tribune. For a full week around December 2nd, you may have noticed the voice of Dr. Gene Scott was missing from all his frequencies, replaced by his widow, Pastor Melissa Scott, with a very repetitive message saying funding had dropped by 50% since his death last February and asking for more. Bruce McGibbon was listening to this. She was saying finances are not good. And I believe I heard her say that she may have to start selling off assets, including the transmitters. Kenneth Zicke points out that if you Google her up, you will find allegations that she is a former porn star known as Barbie Bridges. On at least three different days, I've found a Spanish numbers station overriding one of WIFR's out-of-band frequencies between 21 and 22 UT on 6855. I've also heard numbers on a WBCQ frequency, but not before it signs off, late at night, 9330. Last week on This Week on Amateur Radio, there was a story about a low-power FM station in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, founded by hams with the appropriate call, WQRZ. Yes, they insisted on pronouncing it Z instead of Z. Is that any kind of example to set? Bill Smith in Iowa forwards news from the Des Moines Register that WHO has finally started online streaming. So if you're 6,000 miles away in Iraq or somewhere, you can now hear WHO on the web. It seems the story does not mention the website, which is www.whoradio.com. The British DX Club has just published a handy 32-page booklet. I've just received mine, broadcasts in English. It's in time order, covering all currently known international broadcasts in English on shortwave and medium wave for the B05 season. Also a guide to DX programs, DRM transmissions, and WRM to Europe. In the UK, it costs £2 sterling, overseas 6 IRCs, 5 euros, or 5 US dollars. Send to British DX Club 10 Hemdean Hill, that's H-E-M-D-E-A-N, Caversham, Reading, RG47SB, UK. More details at their website, www.bdxc.org.uk. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 13th. Solar activity, very low to low. Geomagnetic field, quiet to active. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 December 28th and 29th, 20 and 4 on January 7th, down to only 3 and 1 on December 24th. Many other days, 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping to 80 December 22nd, up to 95 December 28th to January 4th. To be reminded every hour of a long-delayed leap second coming December 31st, listen to WWV at 4 minutes past any hour. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1297.